My name is Christopher Durant. I am 14 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with
Denora Durant, Christopher Durant's aunt.
And we are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Tell me about where you grew up and what you were like at and what you were like and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Honduras, Central America. My childhood was what we would call normal back there. We played with barely little to no toys. We had more like games. We went out every Sunday. It was a family day. Our parents were totally in focus with what we were doing. School was really important. And school, we went from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and then we had what we would call siesta from 12 to 2, and then we returned to school back at 2:30 until 4, and then we were dismissed. So we didn't get any hot lunches, but we went home for lunch and walked to school maybe approximately 3 miles every day, each way, 2, 4, 6 times a day. So no exercise was needed. We were fit.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Yes, they were interesting. I learned a lot. We had, by that time, we had moved to New York in the USA. And it was snowy. It was a different culture and a different time. It was a great time, actually, during the time that we were growing up. It was back in the 70s, and we had the 70s movement, dressed with bell bottoms and psychedelic shack and that kind of stuff. It was a lot of fun.
What did you do during the summer when you were away from school?
We went to summer school, partial summer school, and the other part we went away back to Honduras to spend time with our grandparents and meet up with our friends and the rest of the family, and would go to the beach and totally enjoy ourselves.
What would you say was the best part?
Going to the beach. Going to the beach was always fun. It was always a party. It was always meeting up with friends. That was our meetup place, location. It was always the beach. Everybody knew to meet you at the beach, and at the beach we would meet with what we call the Carib people, C-A-R-O-B. And they're predominantly African people that cooked really well, like coconut bread. It would be hot with the basket on top of their heads, and they would have the butter ready, and they would climb up the tree to go get your coconut if that's what you wanted, and they would peel it, and it was fresh coconut water, and then they would cut it in half when you were done, and you would eat the inside of the coconut. So it was really a lot of fun.
Tell me about a teacher or an adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
I would say, as far as the teacher was concerned, that would be Mr. Bloom. He was really interesting. He was engaging. He was very dedicated to his work, and he also was very patient with the pupils. And it was in Brooklyn, New York. It was a predominantly rough neighborhood. But at the same time, when we got to school, we all knew we were at school with him. So we had to behave accordingly. And he was a teacher that wouldn't take any mess from you.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
The most vivid memories of my school years were trying to be student of the month every month. It was making my grades, being an A student, and behavior was included. Coming to school on time, attending school every day, and just hitting that goal. I was always very competitive when it came to school. So I always strive to be the top student. And if I wasn't, I would always be like so upset with myself. And winning my spelling bees. I came in fifth, I believe, for that area in our school, where our school was located. I came in fifth place. So.
How many times are you student of the month?
I think I was like maybe about, I would say a good six times, half a dozen times.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
Fight. In school, we had a predominantly, it was, we weren't identified as Puerto Ricans and we weren't identified as blacks. We were, to the Puerto Ricans, we were black, and to the blacks, we were Puerto Ricans. But to us, we were from Honduras. And so we were not Puerto Ricans, and we would have to defend ourselves verbally, not physically. We would have to, you know, argue, but it was never a physical thing. It was always like arguing back and forth as to what group we belonged in. And in the end, they both accepted us.
And are you okay with me sharing this online?
Yes, I am.